You're listening to a Chicks Talking Footy podcast on Joy 94.9. We're chicks and we love talking footy.
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy with Fee and Motti. We are now joined by triple premiership star with the Brisbane Lions and now head of development at the Carlton Football Club, Luke Power. Welcome, Luke, to Chicks Talking Footy.
Yeah, Motti, Fee, how are you?
We're both good. I'm good. I'm in Melbourne, so things are, let's call it difficult, shall we, in Melbourne at the moment?
It's definitely been a challenging week.
But where do we find you, Luke?
Currently, I'm in Perth at Joondalup Golf Resort with the Carlton team in quarantine. We've come over to WA from the Gold Coast where we've previously been staying quarantined for 2 weeks on the Gold Coast, and now we've had to come back over to WA to quarantine again for 2 weeks. So the quarantine period finishes on Sunday when we play the West Coast Eagles, and then we can get out and in a small way be amongst the communities, obviously. The community, obviously, with a couple of restrictions still.
So what does quarantine look like?
Quarantine looks a lot better for us currently than it does for a lot of other people. Definitely for people that unfortunately have to be in a hotel room, especially with other family members. So I could imagine it would be quite tough. But we're fortunate that out here at Joondalup that we have nine golf holes to be able to walk around. We've got a pretty large area to ourselves, you know, where we can enjoy each other's company and be able to do different things. So it's not too bad. Obviously, we still can't get out into the general public and the community. But yeah, we can do a lot more than most people would be able to do in these circumstances.
Well, make sure you don't go for a facial out there, Luke. So when you took the role at Carlton this year, what responsibilities as head of development, or what were your responsibilities as head of development, and how has your role changed during COVID times?
It's changed a fair bit due to the circumstances. So when I first came to Carlton Football Club, we had a team of four who were basically assigned to look after mainly the younger players at the club, but also development for me never stops. So obviously we're keeping an eye over the development of the whole list, but mainly the first to 3 year players, which we refer to as our academy players. That includes on and off field development across a number of different areas. I mean, obviously the most important one's football, but also we go into off field areas too and work with our well-being personal development staff to make sure that the players are really well-rounded and have a balance in their life. Since COVID hit, our team's been cut in half, so unfortunately we've lost two people from our development team. So there's only two that remain, myself and one other, Daniel O'Keefe, who's doing a fantastic job, as with the other coaches who were there. But so definitely in terms of resources, we're definitely down, but we need to be able to get on with it and really enjoying being part of a really good football club who's slowly building at the moment. And so when you're in charge or when you're looking after young players, it's great to see the way that they grow and it gives you a lot of joy to see them come along and do well.
Yeah, a few people that we've spoken to this year have said actually some positives that come out of the hub is a lot of young players are spending time with some of the senior players in a more intense way and learning and growing very fast. But how do you prevent it being so football focused that there's no side exposure?
It's really hard. I guess the number one thing is to be aware that because we are living and breathing it every minute of the day, there is going to be some saturation. So to be aware and to be able to have a plan, we spend a lot of times with our players going through scenarios of things that can happen. So when they do come up and challenges do come up, that they actually have a plan to be able to work through a process to be able to get through it.
What's an example, Luke, of one of those scenarios that you help them with?
Well, definitely, as Fee said, it's, they're in a hub. We talk about balance all the time on and off field. And, you know, we're at our players as much as anything to make sure that they're having freedom and fun so that when they come and play footy, that they can be playing on instinct and enjoying it like they did when they were really successful at it when they played as young kids. We want them to go back to those times as much as possible and just play the game, because that's when they're playing at their best. So when it is in their face 100% of the time, sometimes they can lose track of that, and they can get basically too much into it and be thinking too much and not having any downtime and getting away from it and being able to relax and reset themselves. So, we talk a lot about it. We talk a lot about ways that, you know, in the small confines that we have here, that they can get away from the game and have some time to themselves, be able to get a release from football, which we think will eventually make them better players because they have had that time.
Now, you mentioned before that the great club Carlton, but, you know, let's face it, it's not a club that every footy follower loves. So has your perception changed from being outside the club and to inside the club? What did you think of Carlton before you started, let's say?
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, my involvement, you know, since I came into AFL football as a 17-year-old has been with interstate clubs. So my thoughts around football have a lot to do with building the game in areas that are non-traditional football places. I played for 15 years in Brisbane, and then after I finished my career there, I went to GWS for 5 years and helped grow the game there and grow that football club. So that's sort of been my involvement in footy. To come to a really established club like Carlton Football Club has been a massive eye-opener. It's definitely the biggest beast in terms of sheer supporters. And I guess everyone has a view on Carlton Football Club, good or bad. It's definitely the biggest club in regards to that I've been involved in. So I guess it's getting my head around that, but also being able to hopefully bring some of my experiences from the other clubs, you know, to Carlton, so that they understand what some of the other clubs have to do. And in particular, one thing that is really important to me is making sure that we continue to represent the game to the best of our ability and grow the game to the best of our ability. And I think sometimes with the Melbourne-based clubs, they can lose sight of that because they don't have to get out into the community as much. But I think it's really important, and it also makes players feel that they're contributing to the game, not just on the field, but contributing off the field.
We're talking with Luke Power, Head of Development at the Carlton Football Club. Luke, speaking of off-field focus with the club, Carlton's been fantastic at some of their initiatives. We hosted the AFLW Pride game this year between Carlton and the Bulldogs. But one thing coming up this weekend is the Carlton Respect Match. Can you tell us a little bit about this initiative?
The Carlton Respects program is one that's really important to me as the father of two daughters, and obviously have a beautiful wife also. But it's a program that gets out and educates young people on gender equality and the importance of gender equality, and in particular educating against violence to women. So things have changed for me over the last 10 years. I grew up in a family with three boys, the middle of three boys, and obviously had a really strong female influence with my mother in that family. But since I've had my daughters, and the three of us have then gone on and had seven straight girls, so I guess the important thing for us is that our daughters, you know, live in a better world where women are treated equally and given every opportunity that males are afforded and every opportunity that they can be afforded.
You know, Luke, you're not in charge at home, don't you? you know your daughters are in charge.
Smart lady. Morty, you're a smart lady.
Yeah. I'm one of three girls and dad. Yeah, didn't have a hope.
No, they're great. I mean, things have changed, you know, so much for me in terms of what I know now and what I've learned. But so I'm missing the girls at the moment. They're back in Melbourne, under stage four restrictions, obviously, and thinking of them and talking to them every day.
So going back to the respect game, since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, there's been 2/3 of women who have experienced physical or sexual violence by a current or former cohabiting partner, and they've said that violence has started to escalate during this time, which has been a real concern. I know the club does a lot of education in schools. What happens there? What sort of education does Carlton take into schools?
Yeah, so we have a number of staff who go into the schools and educate both teachers and students around those numbers. And also, you know, around what equality looks like. You know, times have changed so much, particularly in recent years, and we all need to be able to move with the time. And as I said, it's important for me because of the way that my family looks now. But I think every person would have a special woman in their lives, whether it be their mother or their daughter or their grandmother or their sister, who they'd want to live in a world, you know, where they could go about doing things like everyone can. So it's really important that kids understand it from a young age, and if we can all be understanding of it and aware of it, and the programs can touch, whether it be a small number of people or a large number of people, it's going to be really important for everyone for living in a better world. It's definitely something that is very close to my heart.
It's a wonderful thing, really, and I think when it's a club, and as you say, an established club, I think people probably do listen. I think your supporters listen, and it's wonderful that you're stepping out and making that happen. There's a relationship between the club and the organisation Our Watch, and the CEO, Paddy Kinnersley, Carlton board member. So can you tell us what that relationship actually is, or how it looks?
Is a really important part of our football club, in particular with our female program, which we're very passionate about. And everyone at Carlton Football Club's really supportive of our AFLW program and make the best that it possibly can be. And I know now that a number of our staff and players are going across both programs to really push both programs forward and make sure that they're connected as much as possible, and that the opportunities that are being given in that AFL program are at least equal to the ones that are being afforded to the male program. Something the club's very passionate about. It has been since day one. And I think as a result, we get really good energy from our female players and staff and really good support the other way. So it's definitely made it a more inclusive club, and it's definitely made it, yeah, a club that's more diverse and at the end of the day, a better club.
It's it is a wonderful thing. Fee and I and our other Chicks Talking Footy chicks were at the first AFLW match against Collingwood. And one thing that I suppose I hadn't thought about before, but it did surprise me when I saw it, was there were bunches of guys who weren't there with women, and they were wearing their Carlton or Collingwood jumpers. It just showed that the take-up happened quite quickly in some circles, and it was really wonderful, and that sounds like it's only increased since then.
It's almost tribal, isn't it? You know, the way that footy is, if you've got a men's team, then you're going to barrack pretty hard for the women's team too. So it's been fantastic how the community have got around it. And my daughters currently don't play AFL at the moment, but I'd love them to. But I just love the fact that they have the opportunity to be able to play. Whether they decide to take that up or not is their choice at the end of the day, and say that I probably won't have a say in it, like you said before. But I think the fact that they have the opportunity and the choice to be able to do that is just fantastic. And the amount of sports now that are available to girls, young girls, is just so good. And I think the competition's going to continue to go from strength to strength, because these girls are going to be coming in now, and they're not going to have been playing just for 2 or 3 years, but they're going to have been playing for 10 to 15 years. So we're going to see them just grow and grow and become really, really good. I'm looking forward to seeing it continue in the future.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Luke, thanks so much for giving us some time tonight. If anyone wants to help Carlton Respects, you can head to carltonrespects.com.au/donate. Or even forward slash donate. Put your slash the right way, that's what I say. But yeah, thanks so much, Luke. We really loved having you on the show.